we catch it in the moment it arrives here, put it into a container like this, which contains 50 microliter of sucrose solution.
The bees are fed one of two different solutions.
We have groups which are fed with the pesticide, delivered in the sucrose solution, and other groups which are not fed with the pesticide, and we compare them.
The bees have made many trips to the feeding station, and that means they know how to fly in a straight line between here and the hive. They do this on autopilot, using what's known as their vector memory.
So when she is ready to take off, she will just fly back to the hive using her vector memory. That's all what she would do, and she expects the hive in 500 meters in the northwest.
But today, Randolph is setting out to confuse the bees a bit. He's going to take them several hundred meters away from the place where they normally feed, and then track their attempts to get back to the hive.
Okay, we are at the release site now. So let's say, think this is the release site. The feeding station was over there, and this is the hive in this direction. So let's say this is the feeding station, this is the hive, and they have learned to fly along this vector over 500 meters. Now we release them here, which means they use their memory for the vector, and that means they fly along this route. But when they arrive there, there is no hive. So the question is, if the animal is released here, how do they find home and what is the effect of pesticides on this behavior?
First, he releases a control bee that hasn't been fed the pesticide.